Welcome to the Power Up Show. You're listening to Mia and Paul on Thursday, the 3rd of October. It's currently 6:05. Paul, how are you today?
I'm very well, Mia. Good good evening, everybody. I always say good afternoon because it's light outside. It's nice to start the show in daylight. I actually left home this morning in daylight as well. So,
hey, what are our thoughts on spring at 31 degrees?
Spring is here. Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung. I'm loving the weather. It's a bit warm, but I think I could go another 10 degrees before I started to complain.
Yeah, I've noticed you put the air conditioner in the studio to minus 20. Anyway, let's move on the show tonight. We will be talking to our LinkedIn ninja, Gillian, in a very short while, and Gillian's going to share basically some great insights of the world of LinkedIn with us as well. Then we're going to be talking to a gentleman by the name of Mark Capuno. Mark is from a company called Three Peaks International. And Mark's going to be talking to us about the
Three Peaks or Three Pigs?
Three Peaks.
It sounded a bit like the three little piggies went to market.
Mia. What can I say? What can I say? Moving along swiftly. He's going to be talking to us about some of the real benefits that that even the smallest of businesses can get out of getting help from virtual assistants. And it's something which I think has changed over time. Mm. So he's going to tell us in terms of some of his insights on that particular
topic.
That'll
be quite interesting because the gig economy is here. And
absolutely.
Why would you want to pay a full-time person to do something when you only need a few hours of the job done every
yes,
week?
Yes, so, that's right. Awesome. That's right. Exactly right. And then before the end of the show, we'll have Raj in for the Bollywood show, and no,
getting
I am
you
not
prepared for
dancing.
Your Bollywood dancing.
So that will not be happening. Anyway, it's just count to 6:05. You're listening to Power Up Show with Mia and Paul, live 90.5.
And we're back with the Power Up Show with Mia and Paul, and as always, we have the awesome LinkedIn Ninja with us today. Gillian, how are you?
I am very, very well, my darling.
I'm so glad to hear. Now, I believe today you've left us with a little bit of a cliffhanger here because the only information I have and Paul has is that you're going to share some information with us today that only 2,000 people know. So this is going to be 2002. Well, actually.
Plus 12,000 listeners.
Plus the 12,000 listeners. 2,000, what's that?
Okay.
I can do the maths.
That's it. That's the clue. That's the cliffhanger.
All right. You've got to give it to us. What is it?
All right, okay. So just to give you a bit of context, there is 645 million people on LinkedIn, okay? And only 1,748 people know about this.
So less than 2,000.
I want to know. Tell me. Yeah, do I know about it?
Okay.
Have you already told me about it?
All right. So there, I don't know if you know this part, but there is no customer service phone number for LinkedIn. So if you're having a big fat problem and you want to go, where's the number? Who do I want? I want to call someone. Mm-hmm. There is no actual phone number to call, okay? So what you have to do is go through a very laborious, very hard way of finding a ticket to log a ticket, and you get a little ticket number that you can follow, and then you wait patiently for them to get back to you, and then sometimes they don't even get back to you, and they say, thanks very much for your ticket, case closed. And you're like, what?
Wow. All that hard work.
Not very satisfying.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so there is a couple of back doors.
Okay, we do like it.
Okay, so one of them is, and it's very ironic that this is set up this way, because LinkedIn have created a fake account. Now, they come down on fake accounts, and in fact, between January and June this year, they deleted 21.6 million fake accounts.
Jeez.
Okay, so they did a great big crackdown, but yet they have their own.
Well, I suppose they're not going to get rid of their fake account, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they're not going to get rid of their one, no.
At least they know it's fake.
But it is also manned, and it's not set up to actually, you know, spam people or disillusion people or, you know, all that sort of thing. So what it is there is an account called LinkedIn Help, and it's manned by the customer service desk.
Oh.
So they all have the login. So they could be maybe, I don't know, 200 people or something that are actually got access to this account. So what you can do, and that's how I know the number exactly, because there's only two connections on it, but yet they've set it up to be a follow only. And there's only 1,748
people following it. Yeah,
one of which is me.
And me.
And you. as of now. So there's 1,749.
Correct.
I'm behind the eight ball. I'm on to it, though.
So what this does is that if you've got a problem or if you've got a big suggestion for LinkedIn that's, you know, politically correct and PG, mm-hmm. Then you can actually tag that page, or you can chat with somebody back and forth and say, hey, how come this has happened, or how come this stuff wasn't working, or something like that. So you can actually have a full-on chat conversation with somebody.
So when we were having a issue, and we actually haven't addressed this this strategy online yet, well, on the show yet, but one of the issues we were having was tagging people, and the tag would just fall away at some point during the day. In fact, within sort of 3 or 4 minutes, it would go.
And do sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, so at that point, that would have been a great idea to tag LinkedIn Help and go, hey, is anyone else having this problem? X, Y, and Z at LinkedIn Help?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Outstanding. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. It's quite interesting because if you don't know, you don't know, right? I would have been one of those Muppets looking for a LinkedIn Help desk number and got frustrated when nobody got back to me. And then, you know, I'm going to be honest here, Gillian, I'm not going to hold back on this one, but it appears that you are my LinkedIn Help because I just call you.
That's true. You do. And a lot of people do.
Speaking of which, Gillian, we've got a question on the text line, 0480-028-100. And the question is, you talk to Gillian every single week, but I still don't know how to get in touch with her. How do I contact your LinkedIn ninja?
She's
and
protected.
That's from Janine, correct. She's our special contact. Janine, you can't have her.
I love that question. I thought it was going to be a nice curly one, but that one's easy. So the easiest way is linkedin.com/in, which is the beginning of everybody's LinkedIn account, and then Gillian Bullock, which is JILLIANBULLOCK, just like Sandra Bullock.
And do you have a website?
I do, linkedinninja.com.au, and there is a contact us page there, and if somebody wants to leave a message, it goes straight to my email.
Outstanding, Gillian.
Super, super easy.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. We'll also get that onto our social media posts too, our social media platforms, and we will get that out to everyone. But Janine, I hope you were able to get Gillian's details. So, Gillian, just spell your name again. Your surname?
JILLIAN, N for November, and BULLOCK.
Awesome. Gillian, thanks so much. And now we have increased the LinkedIn Help. I'm sure they're going to be very happy when the numbers increase overnight.
They're suddenly going to be very busy.
So if you want to open it for next week, perhaps, to get another text message or however you usually receive calls.
Yeah, well, what we'll do is maybe what we can do is, why don't we open up the text line for all our listeners, 0480-028-100, and why don't we just get some questions in during the week, and we will throw questions at you next week. How does that sound?
Love it. Beautiful. Family feud.
Yeah. So we're going to have a special session next week with our LinkedIn Ninja, which is going to be the LinkedIn Ninjas Q&A.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. Thank you as always, Gillian. Wonderful to speak to you as always. Look forward to talking to you next week. You're listening to the Power Up Show with me and Paul and our Live 90.5.
It is 6:22 on Thursday, the 3rd of October, 2019. And Paul, do you want to introduce our next guest for us?
I will. On the line now, we have Mark Puno from Three Peaks International. Welcome, Mark. Thank you. Welcome to the Power Up Show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be part of your show, and welcome to all your listeners.
Ah, fantastic. Well, it's very good, and I thought I should introduce you because Mia got the name of your company wrong when she tried to introduce you earlier on, so I thought I would add some professionalism to the show.
It wasn't
so.
My fault. Paul didn't open his mouth, and he called you the Three Pigs, and I thought that can't be right.
If it makes you feel any better, Mark, it's Thursday evening, and our view is it's a business show, but the way we look at it, it needs to be a little bit lighthearted because it's nearly the end of the week, and everybody's a bit tired on the way home from work.
And Paul can't speak, so he's trying to cover up the fact that he made a mistake.
That's right. right. Everyone's looking forward to the long weekend.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So anyway, Mark, I thought the reason why we've got you here to talk to us and our listeners this evening is very much on the subject of virtual assistants. Now, virtual mm-hmm. assistants are something which have been around for a while in different ways. Just really wanted you to give us some insight from your perspective and what you've seen. So just first of all, do you just want to probably just for the sake of some of the listeners that may not know, what would what really is a virtual assistant or virtual staff that businesses can use?
Well, a virtual staff in simplest terms is really someone or basically generally a self-employed home-based professional who subcontracts their services out to any individual or businesses that have need of it. And that's pretty much the simplest way that I can define it.
When you say have need of it, do you know you need somebody, or do you find now that small business owners are actually working themselves into the ground and don't even realize that there is a workforce out there that could potentially take 2 to 3 hours, you know, as little as 3 hours a week away from the business owner?
Yes, that's right. And you know what? Because as business owners, we all want to succeed, and obviously we want to make sure that the business keeps running. But one mistake that I see, it's not just with other business owners, but even sometimes I need to remind myself, is that as business owners, we constantly need to be aware that we need to work on the business rather than in the business. So as
absolutely.
Part of your daily business growth, you need to be able to come up with sort of like a scaling plan on which at some point you need to decide, well, I need to get someone to help me with this so that I can then better invest my time in something else.
It's interesting what you mentioned there, and that's a scaling plan. And I think a lot of business owners don't actually understand what a scaling plan means, and they tend to grow faster than their business can cope. And that's when businesses implode. And sometimes it's just as easy and simple as getting in someone to work with them in the short
term,
if that needs to be, just to take some of that additional stress and pressure off of them.
That's right. That's right. And like I said, it's quite common. So I know for myself, I just found myself really, really busy, really, really working long hours and not really having enough to show for it. And then I realized that, hang on, I'm just doing too much of the nitty-gritty. A lot of it, I didn't really have the expertise for it. And that's when I had to reach out. I reached out to my business coach. And then when I told her what I was going through, she said, yeah, you need to scale up now because you're working more in the business rather than on the business. So definitely something that you just need to be aware of. Obviously, we all have different business goals, but at some point in that business cycle, you have to recognize that, there is growth and that you do need someone else to step in so that you can reinvest your time in
Absolutely.
Something else.
And I was talking to somebody. I'm meeting with somebody earlier on today, Mark. And this gentleman was talking about something as simple as the fact that he gets someone to basically just observe his emails, respond to straightforward queries, and to do a little bit of admin here and there. And sometimes that can take so much time away from somebody.
Yeah.
And
can I tell you, I'd love someone to finish my business awards application because that's taken me 2 days, and I don't feel like I'm getting any closer to finishing the blooming thing. Paul, you raise a good point there, or the statement you just made. Mark, what are some of the tasks that a VA can actually take off your desk?
Yeah, well, VAs in general, they have, we're talking about a very diverse field of professionals here. So you can have VAs that specialize in, or not specialize, but are very proficient in general administrative tasks such as customer service, answering those emails, just plowing through them, managing your calendar, managing your inbox, those type of things. Social media management is big as well, making sure that you have a footprint, that there's content out there to drive your website. But then you also have professionals or virtual staff that have more specialized tasks such as bookkeeping, graphic design, marketing, those type of professionals, right? So it's quite varied, and it's amazing since I stepped into the industry how much I've gotten to interact with these professionals.
It's interesting because you raise an interesting point that there's very many many tasks that a VA takes, and there's roles and responsibilities they take on behalf of you. And it could be argued that, in my field, in Paul's field, Paul being an outsourced HR strategist and myself being an outsourced sales director / strategist, we're also that virtual assistant.
That's right.
We're actually that virtual team that business can tap into as you said, scale.
That's right, yeah. And it's really just recognizing, as a business owner, recognizing your own strengths as well. Knowing that, for example, myself, I love talking to people. I love meeting their needs and sort of like laying out the groundwork on which I can help them out. But then I also know that if I were to take all of the work on board at this point in time, I'm not going to be able to grow the business. So what I need to do is get someone who is have values that are aligned with myself, have the competencies that are aligned with myself, and take on the actual work and make sure that the customer is looked after. You know, the customer can still reach me, but the important thing is making sure that we look after our customers, making sure that they get the best service that we can get them. And virtual assistants for me is a big part of that.
And that's a very good point. I know when we had a conversation, Mark, as well, you made that point there, because clearly you've got a real passion in making sure that about people anyway. And what I liked as well, and what you just said there, I think it's so important getting the right kind of person to work, because somebody that's might have the skill set. But regardless of where they are, and I guess sometimes there are, I guess we haven't talked about any details yet, but I guess there are onshore and offshore, onshore and offshore options. You know, there still needs to be that connection about that right person to work, as well as a skill set, and that's critical in terms of for virtual or I guess if you're hiring an employee, I guess.
Yes, that's right, and I do recruitment as well, and I believe that virtual staff is becoming more and more integrated in recruitment, because I believe that at the end of the day, recruitment is connecting talent with business, whether it's physically in the office with you or somewhere remote. And as a recruitment person, as a virtual agency, the values or what we look for are the same, which is, I call them the five C's, which is character, competency, chemistry, commercial profile, and the channel in which you get your person, right? So all that five things, it's still the same whether you're recruiting for a person that's going to work in your office or someone that's going to work for you remotely.
And that's a very good point. And I think the one thing you talk about here as well is always that matching in terms of the person, you know, whether it's remote or direct, is absolutely key. To get the right person in there, and I guess probably that's where where the fact that you actually look at both, and I think that from my perspective, I think in terms of you're ahead of the game there with that thinking, because I have to say from my experience, that's not something else I've come across, which is why I was fascinated to talk to you and get you on the show tonight to share all this great knowledge.
Mark, we need to clear off some adverts now and just go to a break. So could I ask you just to stick around with us, and when we come back, let's just continue this conversation, because I don't think by any means we're close to finishing.
No, we're not. And I think the text line might have been going as well. So we might have a few text questions for you, Mark, as well.
Just a reminder to our listeners, our text line 0480-028-100. We have Mark from 3 Peaks on the phone with us today, chatting everything virtual assistance.
You're listening to The Power Up Show with Mia and Paul on Alive 90.5. Got to fire up with our first question,
right,
that's okay.
Let's go. That's Jess here. What should I do to ensure my VA performs consistently?
Well, the main thing, like with any virtual assistant or even any employee, in fact, is to really at the start ensure that you lay out the expectations you have of them. And part of that is really detailing out the expected output, the expected hours, and everything that you would want the VA to produce. Because a lot of the times when we have an employee in the office, we kind of have like, oh yeah, you know, we just leave them there, they'll be all right, and then at the end of the day we can talk. With virtual assistants, because they're remote, right, so you have to manage them a bit differently. So one thing that I personally ask my staff, and when we're engaging with our clients, is we identify what is the daily output that you need to produce, what is our daily KPI, you know, and how often do you want me to call you? Do you want me to call you every hour? Mm-hmm. Do you want me to call you every half hour? Stuff like that, just to make sure that expectations are met, so that when things come up, right, it's more like a dialogue rather than a confrontation.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point, and I think that because as you quite say, right, so when someone's in the office, you know, you would manage performance, or at least put it this way, people should manage the performance of their employees in the office. Not always my experience, but it's the same, it applies, but it's just in a different way to make sure that
that's right.
You've got the right kind of goals there to make sure, and right expectations that are set. And I guess presumably it's a case of just continue to monitor it. So would you say for a VA you would do a periodical performance review with a VA like you would do an employee if they're with you?
Yes, absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's only because we want to make sure that not only are we keeping the VA accountable, but we want to make sure that the business that we're trying to assist or support, that their needs are being met, but also that we're able to support them in their growth, because no business ever stays the same. They're not stagnant. They're dynamic.
Absolutely.
So they want to grow as well. So as they grow, their needs grow as well. So when you see their needs grow, that's when you can engage them again and go, hey, you know what? I noticed that since you ran that campaign, you know, you've had an increase of 10-20% in your customer queries. So and the complexity in those queries are becoming more frequent. So did you want to revise your script in how we approach them, or how did you want to approach it? So it opens up that two-way dialogue between the business owner and the actual VA.
That's excellent, Mark. And look, Jess, I hope that answers your question very well. Mia, they were flooded with questions here. Do you want to fire on the next one? I can't read them.
I have a question from our dear friend Chris Slack of the Finance Consultancy. You may remember Chris.
He was on the show months ago.
Correct. He does the tricky finance. He helps business owners find that tricky finance. We definitely got to get Chris back. But hi, Chris. So Chris says, does your virtual assistant expert view recommend going overseas to meet and interview prospects?
To meet an interview prospect? If you really want to, then there's nothing stopping you. However, the good news is with the advances in technology that we have, it's really not necessary because when you have, you know, very, very cheap options or free options, even like Google Hangouts, Skype, Zoom, and all of that, it's pretty easy to meet up, right? Mm-hmm. And most of the time when my clients ask me, I want to be involved in the interview process, in selecting the virtual assistants, you obviously go through their qualifications and experience and all of that. But part of that is also finding out if the virtual assistant has access to a professional-looking workspace, because at the end of the day, your virtual assistant actually represents you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that they not only know their stuff, but they also present well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
How much training is required when investing in a VA, Ryan has asked?
Well, in terms of, it really depends on the scope of your business and also what you want from the virtual assistant. So we had one where we just wanted just the simple social media management type task, basic customer service, which is just answering emails. For me, we just, you know, we got into agreement with the client that we were able to do it in just one day. However, I also have a client that needed help with his sales process in the sales quote part of his business. That took a bit longer. I think it was within a week. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on how much you want from the virtual assistant.
I suppose that's going to follow up. Sorry to interrupt you here, but we've got a question from Graham, which came actually in relatively early, so I almost missed it. And it actually follows up from what you just said here. And Graham said, I used to have a virtual assistant in the past, but found it took so long to train them that I didn't get much of a benefit. What has changed, or what should I do to change that?
Well, the main thing really is, it's both ways, really. One is you need to look at, with due respect, obviously, but you need to look at the communication process itself. Are the goals clear? Are the expected output clear? So that's one thing. Are the tasks clear as well? But also on the other side, you need to look at, well, is the person qualified to do the role in the first place? Because if they don't have the qualifications or the experience, then yes, of course they would struggle. Mm-hmm. So again, it's like your normal recruitment process where you screen your candidates well, you make sure that they have the right competency, and then they also have the right experience for it as well.
The last question before we finish off comes from, where did it go? Oh, didn't leave the name. What is the difference between, let's do this one. It'll be an easy one, I suppose. How much do I pay a VA? Stephen wants to know.
Well, it's that can be a bit varied as well.
I mean, is it still the going rate of like $3 that it was maybe 6 or 7 years ago?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you were contracting a virtual assistant directly, then yes, you would pay a bit cheaper on that side. It really depends. It's hard to say because, remember, these guys are operating in different economies. Mm. So, for example, $1 in Manila may not be the same as $1 in India or Sri Lanka or Pakistan, right? So, but for us, it's still a dollar, right? So it's hard to pinpoint how much should I pay. All I can say is if you want to do it direct, then I would say just look at your budget and then from there, work backwards. If you were to pay any agency, a lot of agencies right now have package deals, which is good, but then they can also tailor specific pricing for your needs as well. So I think that's the best way to go.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much. How do our listeners get hold of you, seeing as there were quite a few questions? What's the best website that they can go to?
Well, for questions, you can drop in a note on my website, which is www.3peaksinternational.com.au. You can find me on Facebook as well, 3Peaks International.
Oh, and we are just ending off the show today, Paul. And as always, jam-packed show. But do you want to give our listeners a little bit of a hint as to what is happening next week?
Well, we have a new series starting from next week. And Mia, you know more details than me, so go, why don't you tell us? You know you want to.
We have the magnificent Jane Jackson joining us for a 9-part series on career transition and development. And this is specifically designed going up to Christmas for those people who may be looking at changing careers in the new year, and more importantly, when all those redundancies tend to come up just before Christmas, in order to better prepare you for that.
Redundancies just before Christmas.
I know, what
up. I used to have a rule about that.
Yeah, let's not do it. No, we're signing off. Paul is quite silent because he has nothing to say, doesn't know what to say, and Raj George and I win. Raj, take over, and as always, it's been fantastic having the Power Up Show with you. Have a great evening and good night.